Philadelphia.
New York City.
We get your tickets to the AYG live shows. They're going to sell out.
Yes, they are. You got October 27th down there at Helium Comedy Club. Show starts at 7. Don't be late. Those tickets are almost gone, so get on them. Then you got New York City on November 9th at Gotham Comedy Club. It's going to be a hot one. Get your tickets.
Part of the New York Comedy Festival. Do it.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is.
It's a little show where we sit down with your favorite comedians and we find out if they grew up to be classy,
yeah,
or if they're just a big old piece of trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're down here at Aunt Tootie's basement. She's excited for Halloween.
Yeah.
All right. She's trying to get a couple of, she wants a couple razor blades in her candies. So you get a little lawsuit going.
Gotcha.
Get that Snickers money.
Uh-huh.
My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage? He's an international businessman. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one, the only, Mr. Kevin James Ryan.
Hey, gang. Happy to be here. Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. And as you know, those numbers are...
True to row.
Hit that
cooking,
button.
Cooking, baby.
Hit that button.
And we say it every episode, but I would be a fucking asshole if I didn't bring up the greatest website of all time.
www.patreon.com/areyougarbage. Sing it, sister.
Shout out to the Yam families, the Conti families, the founders, all their subsidiaries. You're fucking A+ in my book.
Ooh, salt of the earth, I'll tell you that right now. And how about a quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire. He's the magic man, makes us all look good. It's T-Bone McMuffin, Toby McMullen.
What's up, dudes?
What's up, T-Bone?
Now that we hit all the sharp implements, it's about to get quite kooky in here.
It's going to be a wild one.
Gang, we could not be more excited to have our incredibly special guest back with us again today. You know him. We love him. Everybody loves him. This man moves in many circles. He goes by many names. Some people know him as Chrissy New Money.
Chrissy Sellouts.
Chrissy Second Show At It.
Chrissy Algorithms.
Chrissy Cable TV.
Chrissy Merch Drops.
But everybody, and I mean everybody, knows him as Chrissy Chaos. Give it up for the one, the only, Chris DiStefano, everybody.
Hey. How you doing? Thanks for having me. I'd like to add one more. Chrissy, fuck Renewal by Anderson. You guys overcharged for my windows. I had to drop $50K on windows.
Oh, man.
I got abused.
Man.
Man, they saw you coming down the street.
It was one of those things. It was one of those things where I tweeted out, hey, just had a great experience. Because I was genuinely being sincere. I was like, just had a great experience with the lovely people at Renewal by Anderson. Can't wait for my new windows. And then my DMs, my tweets got lit up. They said, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Why would you? It was people going like that, mm-hmm, sending me that. They were like, you got ripped off. And then I said, when I paid to a friend who owns a window company, I said, how bad did they bang me out? He said, I would say you got hit up for about 60% upcharge.
Yeah, yeah, easily.
I was like, wow, oh, we won.
Easily.
I was like, well, let me call and cancel. And then I called, and then I called, and of course they have a no cancellation.
Were the windows in? Are the windows already in?
No, January.
It's going to take 6 months. I used to sell windows.
Yeah.
Anderson was one of our competitors.
Yeah, was Renewal by Anderson a big mistake?
For $50K, yeah, it was a big mistake.
19 windows, though.
That's a lot windows.
But on paper, as a kid, you'd see those Anderson Windows commercials.
Yeah.
You would say to yourself, someday, Ma, we won't have this bullshit. We'll get some fucking Anderson.
And he came in with his tools. He had a heat lamp. He said,
he
sold me with the heat lamp, but I was like, ooh, it does feel warmer.
Yeah, they do that.
With Anderson Windows.
This one's triple pane. There's Krypton gas in there. That's the same shit with Superman.
He probably sold you on tints. Tints?
He said, hey.
Got a couple subwoofers in there.
He said, hey, listen, I know you live on top of a hill, but you got little ones. These windows need to be floodproof. Uh-huh. I said, okay, yes, they do. I can't have my kid in a flood. This isn't Noah's Ark.
We're on an island. Think about it.
Yeah. This is Staten Island. I said, yeah, but I live about 800 feet above sea level. He said, you never know.
You never know.
The weather's changing.
Global warming can be a bitch.
Jesus Christ. The whole joint. You got the whole joint new
I
windows.
Got the whole joint, dude. When you come,
where'd that come from? Why'd you make that move?
They were how old's the house? Probably 20-something years old.
No, older than that. The house was built in like 1955.
Really?
Yeah, something
nice
like that.
Nice place.
Yeah, and they haven't updated the windows since 1989, but a little thing.
Yeah, That's great. It's like 20 years.
Is how to come about is J-A-S-M-I-N, Jasmine, mm-hmm. my girlfriend. Anytime you see me adding a fucking 15th show at a venue, it's because she wants to get something done. Next, she's ripped up the entire carpet, so we've just added a show at Foxwoods.
He's doing 9 shows on Sunday.
Yeah.
One of them's a breakfast show.
I swear to God, I have 6 shows at Laugh Boston, and then I put 2 on sale at the Wilbur because she wants to fucking raise the roof in the bedroom.
What?
Yeah, because she's like, oh, look, Chris, you could get hit in the head with the fan. I said, I'm not 9 feet tall. Yeah. She was like, we need cathedral ceilings in here.
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't want to get cathedral. She's like, it really might be happy to get cathedral. I said, give me a show at the Wilbur.
Get the renewal guy on the phone.
Yeah.
That's foundation work.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
You shouldn't be saying that publicly because you're going to be getting hit up by every sleazeball contractor from here to Bayonne.
Well, now, though, I got my guy, a guy I
We
I,
said this on your you show. Did, you need you, a you, you need a buffer.
I got my guy. Him? Shout out Anthony Esposito.
Sounds real credible. I call him Anthony.
$8 million retainer. Worth every penny.
Yeah. Shout out Anthony Esposito from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. He owns Badass Academy Gym in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
What the hell's he know about houses?
He got some kickboxer handling the books? Yeah. What the fuck's wrong with
this
you?
This kid, I'm telling you, he doesn't let anything fucking get past anybody. He
chops the prices.
Yeah. He chops. Yeah.
Put that savings in a headlock.
And for a very, very, very small fee that he collects, I never get fucked by anybody.
I like
you
that,
You just got
though.
Screwed on the windows.
No, but that
this
but
is
that,
pre-Antony.
I
this
called
is pre-Ant.
Him. I called him after I got fucked by Renewal by Anderson. But it's all good. We're on the up and up now. I did have to add a show at the Borgata because she wants a porch swing, but that's the last one.
A porch swing? That's like a grand.
Yeah, but not the one she wants.
It's got Anderson windows on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, you are upside
closed.
Down.
I got the pool closed. We finally closed the pool. They hit me for $3,000 for that. Is
dude,
that too much?
You...
A pool closed? What should it be?
Oh, my God, dude. What the fuck?
A couple $100.
You paid $3,000 for a tarp?
Yeah. Well, that they pumped the pool and he put some
Took
chemicals
a nap.
In it.
I mean, what, this is crazy, dude.
$3,000. Shout out Tom's pool service. Tom's a good guy.
Oh my
How about
God.
This? Yesterday, tell me what you guys would do.
This is chaos.
You've been in my block.
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice.
Beautiful.
Nice, very nice neighborhood.
Beautiful
nice house.
Piece of property, ladies and gentlemen.
What am I supposed to do here in this situation? I'm sitting out on the porch swing with my little 4-month-old. We're having a good day. I'm drinking coffee out there. We're having fun. I noticed the landscapers across the street mm-hmm. at my neighbor's house. I noticed one of them put the lawnmower down and take a piss right in the corner of my neighbor's house. Right? Pissed on the side. Do I go tell the neighbor? I was obviously raised where Staten Island. I don't want to rat anybody out here.
Sure.
I did see this guy piss on their property. You know, he probably doesn't have any access to the bathroom. I guess it's better than pissing in the street or in their bushes. But
sure.
He did take a nice leak on the side of the house. When I see the neighbors, do I say, hey, I noticed that the pissing.
Did he make an effort to, like, go around somewhere? It wasn't like pissing on the front lawn. Like
No. He went in the corner of the house, but he fully pissed.
I think you got to let it slide.
Yeah, this one you got to let it slide.
Because it did rain last night. So we had a drizzle, mm-hmm. so I figured it went away. But I was like, I'm not going to rat this guy out because his company also does my landscaping.
Yeah, you don't want that. They're going to be shitting on your house.
Hold on. They do your... But if you see this guy, what if you're in the house having a coffee, they think nobody's home,
and
you see that
them.
Kid taking a piss out the window, what are you going to do then? Are you going out there and cracking
skulls?
I'm
going to pay him $3,000 is what I'm going to do.
I was going to say, well, listen, it's...
and or would you let the landscapers into the house to use the bathroom if
they're
they
all
wanted?
I would.
They got green shoes.
No, I would let the landscapers... Dude, I mean, I got fucking T.T. Jerry living in my house. I can deal with some green shoes. You come in, T.T. will blow you, take a piss, we'll give you a cure.
Give you a cure.
I think you got to let that one slide, because that's...
Let it slide.
The situation... You're going to look more like the busybody,
I don't want
annoying
that.
Guy.
Yeah.
And
like
the guy,
man,
I mean,
DeStefano.
You don't, plus what if the lady across the street's a bitch?
Yeah.
And she calls the company, gets this guy fired.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
you don't want that.
I don't
then
want,
he knows where you live.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't jam him up.
All right. I'm not going to jam. Yeah. That's the thing. You know,
this is all new for you. This is the suburbs living is big.
That's what I said. I said, it's my responsibility right now to the streets and, you know, break the code. You know, don't break the code. Don't be right. It was my responsibility.
To the block. You got
to block.
The block.
I mean, we got a nice block here.
If he was breaking into the house, yes.
Then, of course.
Taking a leak in the corner.
Oh, dude, no. If I was breaking in the house, I'd go out there. I'd intervene.
You know? I see something. Say something. Chrissy, see something. Do something.
I got to protect the block. You know? Yeah. I mean, my kid's school bus stops on that. Yeah.
We wanted to ask you that. Because it is Halloween season.
Big season in the burbs.
Are you a Halloween guy?
I'm a Halloween guy. Since I've had children,
of course,
I've come back to be a Halloween guy because it's such a fun thing for
the kids.
When you have kids, you relive the holidays again.
Sure, of course.
So for her, yeah, we're big Halloween. And in my neighborhood, what they're doing is called a trunk or treat.
Yeah,
you ever hear of the trunk or treat?
Yeah, that's
big. We're doing the trunk or treat. And then they told us in my neighborhood, because there's only about like 10 or 15 houses in that little area, they picked two houses. We weren't picked this year. We're new. We're getting into it. Two houses throw a Halloween party for the kids in the area. So we're
going
to go to the neighborhood Halloween party.
How different is your kids' experience going to be from what I imagine yours was growing up?
Oh, I mean, my kids' experience, her living here, is going to be different than what it was last year. Last year, we did trick-or-treating down 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge. We went to Nino's Pizzeria, and they dropped a cup of marinara sauce in her
bag.
That's
a tough look, man.
And they said, here's bat blood. That's what they said.
A couple of garlic nuts to go with this.
Now they'll drop a fake vaccine card. Take that. Don't let them fucking jab you.
You trick-or-treated at businesses and shit like that.
That's what New Yorkers, they go to bodegas, the Rite Aid.
No, dude. we never, I never in my life as a child remember trick-or-treating at someone's house. It was always pizzerias, nail salons, you know.
If you're getting your Skittles fix at a barbershop, that's fucking
bad.
Dude, come on, man.
Dude. So now
look at this now. Look at the experience that she's going to have. Halloween parties.
My kids are living different. And the thing is, and it's interesting because, you know, especially my six-year-old, you know, she's got like multiple costumes. She's got
What's she doing?
She's going. So first we're going, and see my kids. Whoa.
Kids got cathedral ceilings coming. Of course,
she got costume changes.
She's going as Little Mermaid for the first part of the day, and then she's going as Boss Baby for the last part of the day. She's going both genders. She's going trans. She's fucking.
She's fluid. I like it.
Taking after little T.T. Jerry. T.T. Jerry's just going as himself. I'm going as AOC, Tax the Rich Dress.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's going to be nice.
Same designer?
T.T. Jerry's going as J-Lo when she had her fucking dress open with the tits out. You ever seen T.T. Jerry's tits?
No.
If you don't know T.T. Jerry, she's on my podcast. She's my girlfriend's transgender uncle, who's a woman now, who's man to woman. And, I mean, the set of tits she has are natural. Estrogen pills are phenomenal.
I just saw the clip with Ricky where she grabs them. Was the first time. I thought it was just going to be like, she has a handful.
Go follow I think it's T.O. Jerry. T.O. is her Instagram, or T.O. Jerry. And, I mean, dude, she's got a couple of them. I mean, when she wears a push-up bra, mom.
Cooking?
I mean, even Jazz has mentioned, like, she has nice tits.
Nice rack,
she does,
man.
I said, is it cheating if I blow her?
On Halloween?
Yeah.
Huh? Come
on. It's a trunk or treat.
So you'll be there to hand out the candy and all that shit.
I'll do that. I love doing that. Halloween, it's one. I got to be honest.
Are the decorations up now?
Oh, up. We were the first. We're the only one on the block to put them up. I got banged up for about 900 at Home Depot for Halloween decorations.
Christ. Guy didn't even work there. He's just standing in the aisle.
Yeah.
The pool guy put them up.
We got a huge.
You have inflatables?
Big inflatables.
What
we got an inflatable ghoul, an inflatable dog. Then we got an inflatable. Like big skeleton. What's it? Tim Burton.
Yeah, skeleton. Yeah.
We got purple lights wrapped around the trees. We got a Halloween. We got witches' hats.
Now, who put them up? You?
No,
who organizes it?
Jazz did it.
Yeah, she does. I don't know.
She takes care of all that.
Jasmine and T.T. Jerry did it all. I pay for it.
Inside the house too. You got
inside the house. Yeah, we got pumpkins everywhere you go. There's a fucking pumpkin.
Ooh, it's probably pretty cozy over there.
It's especially now because you guys haven't seen the house.
There's still some boxes and stuff.
No, dude. Now it's all lived in. We had a big. Remember, we had the bar. In that, ripped the bar out.
What?
We ripped the bar clean
out.
Jesus. She didn't want it. Cost me another 10 grand.
I had to do two more shows.
So yeah, exactly. We had a show in Salt Lake City.
So she's the engineer behind this.
I'm not lying, dude.
I mean, that's awesome. I love that.
He doesn't know
no opinion at all in the house. For me, I look at it
But she's hooking it up, though. She's
good hooking at it up. I said, whatever you want, it's a great location for my kids to grow up in. It's better than
she's only going to improve it, too.
Yeah.
So she's like, we're doing this, we're painting that, we're doing this. And I'm like, listen, and I just get banged out.
Yeah.
I mean, 35 grand for painting. Banged out.
I mean, we were there. There was a couch incident. And she was asking, you were like, you both were like, guys, what do you think of the couch? Well, it was too big or too small.
It was too big.
And she's like, it's too big, right? And I was scared shitless. I'm like, yeah, it's too big. Yeah. Whatever you say. Yeah. I'm not agreeing with this idiot.
No, what happened was,
it took a part of it, right?
Two pieces got resected and taken out.
Resected.
Then we're sitting there. I'm like, now it's perfect. She goes, no, it's not. Bring it to the basement. So now that couch is in the fucking basement. I paid a fucking $8,000 Raymore and Flanagan sweet job for the basement. Dude. People are like, oh, you're doing well. You're selling tickets. You must be making money. The truth is I've never had less money.
Yeah.
What have you dropped this month? $100,000?
Gotta be.
The way you tacked the Halloween candy onto that.
Yeah. Gotta be.
You gotta get Antony on the phone, dude.
Nothing, dude.
Have Antony buy you all day long.
Yeah, here's how little money I have. I texted my accountant yesterday. I said, hey, the mortgage payment's coming up. Should we sell some Bitcoin? That's what I said. And he said, not a bad idea.
We have the same accountant, by the way.
Shout out Russell Altman.
Yeah.
Good guy. So, yeah, please, for the love of God, come to fucking Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah, come to the 17 added shows all over the country.
Well, I'll do better at saving. But, you know, hey, listen.
We're the same way. Now that we have we're just spending it.
You spend it.
And it's like, I have the same amount I had a year ago.
Yeah, it never goes up, my bank account.
I'm jacked up. I planned a Hawaii trip and a France trip, which I can't afford. Back to back.
But you're going.
I'm going.
You're going from Hawaii, direct flight to France?
It's like 3 weeks apart.
But nice. Just you? Yeah. Who are you going with?
My girl.
Oh, you and your girl? Oh, fucking
just
beautiful.
Me. Am I a psycho?
I don't know, dude. Hey, you never know. Are you going to do a show? You could do a show in Hawaii. I don't know if you want it to be work at all.
No, we're going for her sister's wedding.
Okay. And then Paris?
Paris Christmas.
You know, Paris. I've always wanted to do European Christmas. Always in my life. Yeah. Let me know how it is.
I will.
But
I make it there, I'm hoping there's a wave of something because I'm jammed up.
Yeah, why?
He doesn't even have like the incidental charges. Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're going to hold 500 for incidental. God damn, is that Euro?
Bastards. They hold that They hold that overnight. They take it right out. It takes them 3 weeks to put it back in my account.
Dude, I want to see that picture of Foley just under the Eiffel Tower eating a baguette. I just want it. And then I'm going to comment.
He's got a Whopper for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I love it, dude.
French Whopper?
I can't wait to. He's never left the country. I can't wait to see him operate in France.
You've been over there, right?
I went to Paris.
What's the scoop? They still sore from the war? What's the deal?
Well, dude, I was in Paris.
You can just walk up and flex on them anytime. Fucking pussy.
Back-to-back World War champs, bitch.
Normandy Beach, pussy. What's up?
I went to Paris. I was there for like a day and a half, and it was amazing. I mean, we were in London. I was doing shows in London. Me and my girl took that bullet train to Paris. And it was good. All I did was eat Italian food, though. I didn't eat any French food. I just ate all the I ate all the pizza that Paris had to offer. You know what I did?
What are the rice balls like over here, huh?
Dude, and it's something that a guy told me, and I did it. It's like, you know, like when you go into any pizzeria in New York, and it's, you know, maybe not to us, but to a foreigner, like, oh, this is the best pizza I've ever had. Dude, any coffee cart, I went and all I got was a croissant and a coffee, and I can't explain to you
really
how good it is. It's like, it's just something's different out there. The croissant and the coffee, but Pat, Europe for Christmas is 100% bucket list thing to do. Why Paris for Christmas? Well, she wanted to do it?
It's something she's always wanted to do.
And she had a couple cocktails at the time.
Yeah, we were fucking Smith and Lewinsky's. I had like 3 martinis in with me. I sent her that text, baby, we're going to Paris at Christmas.
And she was like, all right.
Oh, no going back. I got the passports and everything.
Where are you going? What hotel?
We don't know yet. I haven't figured that out yet. I'm still trying to get through fucking Hawaii.
Dude, do what I did. I went to Edinburgh, Scotland on a fucking whim. I went because I was sad and I love the rain.
The festival?
No.
Not even
the festival, dude.
Because I love the rain.
Did you bounce to Europe by yourself?
Swear to God. It was one of the times where me and my kid's mom weren't together. We were co-parenting and I went to go pick up my daughter and I got the weekends mixed up. And she was like, no, we're going on a camping trip. So I had no shows planned because I thought it was going to be my daughter. And it was like a 4-day weekend. My kid wasn't coming back till Tuesday. So I said, and it was disgustingly hot, and I hate the heat. Like, if I could press a button and delete summer, I would delete summer immediately. I hate summer with a passion. So I was like, I can't do this. I'm already sad and depressed. I feel like a piece of shit. Where is it 55 and raining? And then I swear to God, I scanned that weather app, and I saw, boom, Edinburgh, Scotland. Got on a flight that night with a book bag of only, I said, I'm going to wear, I packed a couple of Lululemon pants. I packed my Tommy John undies. I had a couple of raincoats and socks. I filled it all in a book bag, one pair of sneakers, and I got on a plane. The TSA was like, going to Scotland,
just carrying on.
With just a bag. I said, yeah, so going. And then I literally, in the middle of the ocean, went on Hotel Tonight and booked a fucking hotel in Scotland. I had no I had no hotel booked in Edinburgh, and it was amazing. Just to like not have a plan and just say, you know what? We'll figure it out. Best trip I ever took.
Wow. It was great, man. A little bit.
One of the times I got chlamydia.
Chrissy soul searching.
That's
I like
what it is, baby.
Chrissy Wanderlust.
Yeah. Well, you go to Germany all the time, right?
I go a lot. I haven't been for Christmas proper, but I've been for like, I think it was the week before. So like I've gone to the German Christmas markets and
stuff.
And
it's way
like
different there than America, right? It's just amazing. It's like a village.
It's just like a big, typically it's like there's all those old German, like we would have like, you know, Anytown USA or whatever, you know, it's like these old fucking castles and government buildings with like this big plaza, like a square.
I love
it's all
put some Christmas lights on that. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
plus they're real Catholic over there.
They're big Catholics. Yeah. I like to be around the caddies.
Midnight.
And I'm talking to golf course.
Midnight Christmas Eve mass.
Oh,
whoa, smell the incense.
Give it.
You're not going to mass. You don't go to mass every week, do you?
No, not every week, but I try to go at least once a month.
That's pretty good.
Get felt up.
That's that Catholic guilt in you, dude.
Yeah,
you got
to know what it feels like.
Yeah, priest is fucking going to second base.
Remind myself I'm still dirty.
You guys go to church still?
No, I gave up.
You gave
when
up?
When that movie Spotlight came out,
you gave
that's
up.
When I was like, it's just too much. I can't turn my head.
You want to talk
this
about
is a great movie.
You want to talk about not selling tickets to Catholic Church. Not selling tickets.
They're canceling shows.
They are the opposite of Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah,
talking about paper in the room. Huh?
Oh, God, they're like, dude, you'll see any religions in there. Just get butts in the seats, turbans.
Doing it for the weekend minimum, too.
Yeah.
They're taking 1,500.
Two guys in there on a Groupon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what can you do?
Kip, let's talk about those cool cats over there at Bespoke Post.
Bespoke Post, did you say?
That's right. Perfect for the fall, too.
Oh,
their
the
stuff
season.
Lends to the fall.
Outdoorsy kind of stuff.
Outdoorsy stuff, you know, things for like the home bar, lifestyle things, grooming tools.
Cool clothes. Camp gear.
Absolutely fantastic, gang. Check out Bespoke Post. Their box of awesome. You will not regret it.
Yeah, they like we've said many times, they sent us a box of shit. It's so cool. I got a fucking sweet knife that I used today to open up a box of shoes that I got shit. I feel like Crocodile Dundee. I got the knife. It's got a little leather pouch.
It makes you want to have a whiskey and put a pocket knife on
your back. And have like a nice flannel or something cooking. Real nice.
Love it.
Guys, just to get started, go to theboxofawesome.com. Take the quick quiz. Your answers will help them pick the best box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month. Tons of different categories, spectrums, the whole nine yards. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel at any time. This is the best of the biz.
What?
Each box only costs $45, has over $70 worth of gear inside.
Oh!
It's like, you'd be losing money not to buy this thing.
Kooky.
Plus, with each box of awesome, you're supporting small business. 90% of everything that comes in your box of awesome is from a small, up-and-coming brand. They take a bunch of cool shit from a bunch of different designers.
Put it together.
Companies, these stuff you see on Instagram.
I like that.
It's fantastic.
Giving the big boys a run for their money.
Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter the promo code GARBAGE at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code GARBAGE for 20% off your first box. Do it.
Hey, how about those kids over there at Dadgrass?
Dadgrass?
Bringing it all back full circle.
Best in the biz.
You don't want to get all banged up like you did when you were young.
Puffing the Chiba.
No.
Panama Red.
You want something mild, something to relax, something to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Dadgrass has you covered. Fantastic.
Yeah. You're not going to get too high. Gives you a little trip down memory lane, stuff like that. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows the mind. 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC. High in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping your head clear. We were just outside. You were puffing on one.
Having one.
It was a puff pass sesh.
Enjoy it.
I'm a big CBD guy. Everybody, we've been talking about it for months. CBD's been life-changing for me.
They do the pre-rolls, too, which is nice.
Tight little pack. Looks cool.
Yeah.
You can chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine, not the whole bottle. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 21 and over, and ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. of A.
Mm-mm.
Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/garbage. Go to dadgrass.com/garbage for 20% off your first order. One more time, write it down. Pull out a pen and pad. dadgrass.com/garbage. Do it.
I love it. All right, let's get into some questions here. We got you here. As you guys know, when you sign up for Patreon, you get a question asked on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Kippy?
We were just talking about it on Halloween. This is from Quinn. What was the oldest age you trick-or-treated yourself? Like you and your buddies went out
and trick-or-treated?
Yeah, what did you do? I assume it was there was mischief involved.
Yes, I remember. I remember the last time I can remember is of being 15 years old, mm-hmm. and we went trick-or-treating, and what we would do was is trick-or-treating, you know, not to old people, whatever, but if you opened the door and you were like our age or like a little older, whatever, we would go trick-or-treat, you know, be laughing old, you know, and then, you know, gets the candy, and then as we were walking down, somebody was there with just an egg, and it fucking hit
Jesus.
And we would throw eggs into people's houses as they opened the door. Then, here's the mischief.
Wait, hold on. Would you wait for the candy?
Yeah,
oh, said, yeah, of course.
So you get the candy, thank you, and as soon as that, as soon as you're starting to walk away, you just would fire one in there?
Somebody would fire an egg in there. Then what we would we would throw bottles of ketchup. This is a dumb thing we would do. We would throw a bottle of ketchup, like a glass bottle of ketchup, Jesus. At a bus window, and then let the ketchup smear all over, and then watch the bus driver just try to wipe it off, and then just get ketchup all
Wait,
over.
Wait, the windshield?
Yeah, we would be idiots.
Holy shit.
He probably thought he hit somebody and killed him.
Then my friend,
the side of the bus.
Then my friend Jimmy used to, and again, this is just par for the course back then, would just dip eggs or spray Nair on eggs, which is a hair removal thing, and then throw eggs into a crowd. So some kid probably got a fucking bald spot.
Yeah, you know?
You have a bald spot, check out keeps.com.
We're a Roman company.
Yeah. Oh, Roman. Sorry. But that's like the mischief I would get. Or remember, we would get hit with the sock filled with batteries and things like that.
Jesus.
We would get a lot of that. There was a lot of people.
Where'd you grow up? The Thunderdome?
No, my neighborhood was big on batteries. You would get hit. You would always
the older
get
kids would fuck you up.
You would get hit with. I've got hit with so many fucking batteries. I'm being like crazy
Jesus.
Amounts of batteries. Yeah. Yeah. God, so, but I remember trick or treating. See, the thing is with me is there was a lot of Puerto Ricans living in my neighborhood too. So, like, you would get, like, dude, there was times where I remember you go trick or treating, you would get, like, a piece of chicken.
Yeah.
You know, you would get wild shit.
Yeah, plantains or
something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably awesome.
Yeah.
Walking out with a two piece.
Oh, walking down the street with a thigh.
Dude, I grew up in a neighborhood too where you would get a lot of homemade sweets.
Really?
I remember getting little,
wow.
Which you would never get that.
No, what do you
never get a homemade
They're
sweet.
Telling kids not even a trick-or-treat. Like, the trunk-or-treat is for that reason.
And is a trick-or-treat, as I say, no trick-or-treat because of COVID?
No, this
what
was
is
even,
the
this even happened like 2 years ago. Because my nieces and nephews were doing a trunk-or-treat. Is like you meet up in a field, like a soccer field or whatever. And like whatever, like the parents from the school, everybody brings a car. You back into a circle, right? So it's like one big circle. Everybody's cars and you're like backed up your trunk. And then they open it up and they decorate it. They'll play like spooky music, hang cobwebs.
Okay, that's cute.
So the kids aren't off on their own. There's a lot of chaperones and they're not just like.
I mean, you got to do the basic trick or treating, whether you're with the kid or not, a little bit.
Dude.
Even if, like, my brother's family and their neighborhood last year, they brought everything out to the end of the driveway and had a little table set up,
that's
a little
nice.
Fire going.
For COVID, too,
some
right?
Some cider. Yeah. It was fucking chill. It was
yeah,
nice.
Dude. You know what I like, too? The neighbor and they said that. All the parents now, when we go do this trunk or treat, and when we go around to the houses, do a little trick or treat of the houses, everybody's got a little flask. Everyone drinks it. Everyone drinks and walks, so it's nice.
Let me ask you this:
my dad would drink and drive. It was
there
dicey.
You go, baby.
It was like him and four other dads in a Jeep just wailing beers.
Since it is trunk or treat, are you confident that you're going to have the sharpest whip in the circle or
no? No, not even close.
They
really?
Some dudes on those in that neighborhood that probably dunk on you.
Yeah. No.
Oh, fuck, do they?
Because we made the wrong turn the one time.
You're not the king of the neighborhood?
Not even close, dude. I'm a fucking pig in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that one house we drove by where it was the GPS was telling us it was.
That's right.
It was down off the other side of that street. I'm like, there's no fucking way this is Chrissy's house. This thing is huge.
Huge, yeah. No,
rent a Lamborghini just for Halloween or something like that.
I fucking should, dude. I want to do Trump.
Flex on these pussies.
I want to do Trump or treat. I fucking give you a fucking Trump pamphlet on how to get our country back. Or you want a candy.
Trump pamphlet on the Werther's.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take the pamphlet.
Yeah.
That's
what
beautiful.
Were some of the costumes growing up?
Costumes,
sports,
big sports.
Jersey was always throw a jersey on.
You throw
hat,
a jersey on
a
with the,
jersey
with
and a fucking pillowcase,
stuff under your eyes.
Yeah,
like
stuff,
it's 7 o'clock at night, but it's like they're playing a sunny afternoon baseball game. It's ridiculous. Cleats, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Walking around school in cleats.
What?
Is a tough look.
Yeah. What else? One time, one of my friends went as Dr. Phil. That was awesome.
As a kid?
I mean, we were a teenager. Yeah, whenever Dr. Phil became popular.
Sure. Did he shave his head or something?
No, because what the costume was is my friend went as Dr. Phil. And then keep in mind, this is whenever it was late 90s. Then my other friend went as Oprah. In full blackface,
holy
which is like,
shit,
you know, he's a sanitation worker, but it's like, it's one of those things where, like, at that time, everyone's like, this is great.
Yeah, well, that's like when Trudeau got caught. It was like, that was, you know.
Yes, but I still never did it.
I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying? Of course. I wasn't course. Doing it, but it wasn't like, but, if you were at a Halloween party and someone showed up, you would just be like, ah, it's a little wacky.
Yeah, it's still one of
it was
those
a different time.
I don't think I ever remember seeing that in person.
Yeah, I saw it. I remember this. The one is Dr. Phil and Oprah. I remember it vividly.
Is that APB going out? Dr. Phil and Oprah just pegged me with a fucking 9-volt.
Yeah. Yeah. Be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout.
That was good. Yeah, that I can remember. I saw a pretty cool costume in 2019. I saw a guy went, his whole family went as like the cast of Aladdin. He was the genie. His wife was Jasmine. Then his two kids, one was Aladdin. Then he had his baby dressed as a monkey.
I think I've seen this.
They like
yeah.
made like a flying carpet.
That's a little crazy.
It was. I mean, yeah, it was a little much, but it was pretty.
That's the same guy that murders the whole family.
I'm walking in the Halloween parade this year. You can
really?
Halloween parade is the only parade in the city.
Wait, the one in the city?
You can walk in it. Anybody can walk. There's no, you don't have to have a pass. You just have
to. Exactly like they're giving you the keys to the city. You're walking down. You're walking down Third Avenue.
Yeah, you know, have to know where to enter if you know the right police.
Ask for O'Malley. Hold on.
Are you bringing the kids to that?
No. This is an adult. My mom's going to watch the kids. This is an adult thing.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's a crazy vibe.
I mean, dude, yeah. I
You and your girl or you and your
kid around all those gays? No, I'm kidding. She's gay. My kid came out as gay at six.
Good for her.
Good for her. Who cares, dude? Fucking scissor a little bit. We're going to go with our friends, and we're all going to go in costumes where, like, one, like, row of people where, like, we're all wearing the same costume and you can't see our faces. So we're going to go as the robot guy from Futurama. What's his name, Mr. Robot?
Oh, I don't know.
Bender?
Bender.
You're all going as Bender?
All going as Bender.
Wow.
I didn't love the idea either, but I said, fuck it, we'll do it. It's a reason to drink. My mom, we already got the babysitting.
Yeah.
And are you going to dress up for the trunk or treat? Will Jazz make you dress up?
Yeah, me and her are going as the guy you see at a car wash. You know what I mean?
Guy?
That thing. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
That's my daughter picked it, so we said fine.
Daddy's got to dress up.
What am I going to not dress up?
In the back, fucking, I drink, moving teas out of
she
the trunk.
Wait until she finds out when me and Ian Fine Dance dress up. We love to. We
over
do
at Port Authority.
We do another type of dress up that one day she'll find out about in the documentary. After my body's found hanging from a ceiling fan at the Ramada, because I had to add a show at the Comedy Works.
If he only didn't add that fourth show, he would have been home safe.
Okay,
let's talk about My Fitness Pal.
My Fitness Pal?
And I don't mean My Fitness Pal. I mean My Fitness Pal.
Love it.
All right. I'm starting to work out. I'm trying to get things in shape. My Fitness Pal can help you achieve your goals.
Yeah, guys, it's not like a rigid diet plan. Instead, you gradually learn from personalized data what works for you.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It takes in a lot of input.
Custom.
Shoots it back out. Your version of healthy looks different from my version of healthy. Me and you don't have the same fitness goals. Yeah, I want to get a little tighter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make the brajole a little bigger for the ladies.
I got to lose 4 people.
And with My Fitness Pal, I believe you can do it. The app has a premium membership. We have one. They gave us one. They set us up. It's got the tools and expert guidance to help you reach your personal goals your way. And with MyFitnessPal, you're not going to do it alone. You have access to a guided daily workout plan, meal plan written by dietitian, exercise scientist, plus support from other members that share the same goals and expectations.
I like it.
Garbage.MyFitnessPal.com. Code garbage for a free 1 month membership trial. Garbage.myfitnesspal.com. Get a 1 month premium free membership. One more time, garbage.myfitnesspal.com. Do it.
Kippy, forget the copy. Forget the script. Let's talk about ButcherBox. Because I got a fridge full of meat, baby, and I'm cruising through it.
I'm talking organic.
Grass fed, grass finished beef, steak tips. New York strip steaks, a whole chicken.
I got 2 whole chickies. You got the Alaskans fresh Alaskan salmon.
Sockeye salmon.
This is crazy. The stuff that they're sending you
awesome.
In the mail should be illegal.
Should be.
I don't know how they're getting away with it.
The stuff that they sent, bananas, how much they sent.
Yeah.
Plus they got that ground beef deal for the life of a member.
I know. So for a limited time, ButcherBox is giving new members 2 pounds of free ground beef in every order for the life of your membership. That is bonkos.
They make a nice burger, too.
Woo!
It's the deep red color. It's perfect.
It's perfect in the microwave. Imagine never having to shop for ground beef again. This deal's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Once signed up, you choose your box and delivery frequency. They offer 5 boxes, 4 curated box options, as well as the popular custom box. You get exactly what you want. Whatever the big man wants,
there you go.
The big man gets.
Steak tips are tight.
I keep you head to toe in ground beef, Daddy-O.
Yes, you do. I got a fridge full of meat, baby. Just for the fall.
I got one, too. It's fantastic. It's got awesome. Some stews going, the whole pork, the whole everything.
We broke out the crock pot. Did a nice stew up
I did
with
it in,
the tips.
I did it in the bathtub, a little bit of hot water. This is your chance to never have to shop for ground beef again. That's right. ButcherBox is giving new members free ground beef for life. Sign up at ButcherBox.com/AYG and get 2 pounds of ground beef free in every order for the life of your membership. Log on to ButcherBox.com/AYG to claim this deal. Now do it. Back to the show. Yeah.
7 shows is too much, I'll tell you that.
In a weekend.
It's too much.
That's crazy.
3 on a Saturday, never. I won't do it again.
All right, so what are you doing, a late one or an early one?
4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Oh, the matinee.
The matinee.
Never good for comedy.
No, dude. Matinee. It was... Dude, it was I got to slow it down. I had no voice.
But I'm sure you're probably transitioning to bigger venues.
Yeah,
you're in that point where you're like,
yeah, I'm at that
doing 9 shows in a weekend's fucking.
Yeah, where it's like, don't
schmishmarted.
Yeah, where they're like, don't worry, 2022, it's a lot easier. It'll just be 1 show at the bigger theater, and then
for
I can't
way less money.
Yeah, we'll get fucking shut down again.
Gotta watch out for that Lambda variant.
Kids on the edge. I like it. No, we need the Lambda.
Oh, yeah, because you don't want to go Paris. To Paris.
I'm all hemmed up.
I told him just to punt it.
Just give me a couple of months.
But wait, but Europe.
You can't, see? You see how he responded about Christmas? The whole point is it's Christmas time.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But the U.S. is just started letting tourists in, or they will only start letting Europeans
November 1st.
In. Europeans have been letting American tourists in?
Yes.
When I was there, actually, the last time I was there, it switched while I was there.
Got
you
on.
Were able to come in and then without but then I think, but it's different because I'm coming in with my wife, so it's
coming
like I'm coming
with
a family
citizen,
member.
Citizen, yeah.
He's got an inside guy.
But when I was there, it changed that you couldn't just go as a tourist anymore.
But now you can.
I think you can go back, yeah.
You can just go. As long as you got a vax, you can just go.
Yeah, vax and you got to show a test.
You have to, so you're going to have to get a test no matter what.
Yeah.
Both ways.
Yeah, both ways.
Fucking they wanted to come back to the United States, I had to get one. And then they've called me twice since I've been here.
Why?
New York City or New York State.
Just to make sure.
Hey, you were recently in a high traffic, you know, a high whatever area, high infection area.
How you feeling.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm vaccinated. I provided a test. And she's like, okay. And then she called me again. I'm like, you got to stop calling. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, do you even know where I was? And she goes, no, we just have it on a list that you were in somewhere.
So just don't pick up the phone.
I'm not. Oh, I don't anymore.
I'm never. I
thought it was industry. It was a 212 number.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get excited.
I thought it was
the suits.
Yeah. I thought it was fucking Comedy Central or somebody.
Yeah.
Boys, what do you got? We're in. Ah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All right, this one's coming up. You're a good tipper yourself. This is from Blue Collar Bozo.
I throw about 35%.
Oh, nice.
At a restaurant?
I throw 35%.
Cooking.
If they recognize me, it goes 45. You have to.
Yeah, you're at the point where you get recognized.
You have to. If you get recognized, you got to throw 45.
Recognized, and we get recognized that we're still bozos, so it's fine. They're like, oh, here's free mozzarella stick.
Yeah. No, I get recognized. You know, it's a little thing where it's like, uh-oh, I got to fuck.
Especially in New York, Staten Island, Bay Ridge. You're probably getting popped all the time.
No matter what the service is like, what the food's like, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah, if the service is bad, I just will never go in there again. But it's like, the thing is, Colin Quinn told me once, he's like, you always got to give, oh, I'm sorry, no, it was Artie Lang. He goes, you always got to give people, you know, tip them well if they recognize or remember you, because then that whole restaurant will be fans. They'll always go to your show. And you always got, if somebody stops you for, you know, and recognizes you, always give them 5 seconds of your time to take a picture or say hello.
Yeah.
Because 5 seconds of your, just 5 seconds of your life, you're going to make a fan for life. But if you don't give them just 5 seconds, you're going to lose the fan for life.
Mm-hmm.
So I always remember that.
That's great.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
So but listen, dude, 40, you know what I mean? I'm going to lose the house.
Yeah.
What I'm going to lose.
Well, he was saying, are you getting sometimes when they recognize you, getting a hookup, you getting an app, you getting a dessert?
It depends.
Round of bukas for the table?
Usually it depends. Like, I was just at Kettle Black, which is on Staten Island, having food with my daughter, and we got recognized. And the guy said my daughter could pick a dessert, whatever she wants. So
that's
nice.
That's class. That's a class.
That's 45.
He got 50. For
woo!
Yeah.
He got half the check.
He got half the check. You got to hit him up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shit.
Yep. The check came out 250. I gave him a hunch.
Are you doing cash or your card now?
It depends on how much merch I sold the weekend before.
Because last time you were here, you lied. You had a lot, and you were lying about it. What do you have on you now?
Cash wise. What do I have on me now?
And I can't believe that's how you're doing it. They're handing you the money at the end.
Well, listen. I did have about 20 more, but like I said, I'm doing better. And I went to Pret-A-Manger on the way here.
Ooh, so, I know exactly what one you went to.
Yes,
too.
Sir. I stuck a buffalo mozzarella meatball sandwich right up my ass. I would guess I have something. I would say about $40 in cash.
Oh,
right,
that's
now.
All right.
It's not bad.
I try to leave the house now that I have money. I try to leave the house with 100. Have 100 on me. That can get you out of, hey, the card machine's down. The
right, right.
Whatever.
100 cash.
Have some 20s.
But sometimes I just don't have cash. A guy came the other day we got some furniture from Raymore and Flanagan, other furniture for another room that wasn't good.
Jeez.
So we replaced
Shout
it.
Out to our last show in Boston.
Shout out Ray. Yeah, exactly, dude. Fucking Raymore's making a killing off me. But I didn't have a way to
They're
tip.
Getting points.
I didn't tip. I couldn't tip the guy. No cash in the house. So I Venmo'd a tip.
That's fine.
Nice.
Yeah, that's dude. The barbershop I go to, if you're paying with a card, you can't add it on the card. Cash only. If you don't have cash, they just pull out their Venmo.
Venmo. Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's the best way to do it.
Going the extra mile. I like that.
You got to do it, baby.
But now, I don't know if you did this in the city. I don't think so. Ooh, do you tip the mailman / garbage man during the holidays?
Garbage man, you got to hit up. The mailman, I don't tip because I never really see them. But the garbage man, you got to hit
up. In the city, like at your mom's apartment, you guys were tipping the sanitation guys?
No, in Staten Island.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Staten Island.
Oh, yeah, no, in Brooklyn, I never tipped the garbage guy once. But Staten Island, did I tell you on my podcast what happened? So the garbage man. Very first day, first week or whatever, I lived in the house. You know, neighbor tells me when to put the garbage out. I put it out. He leaves one garbage bag in the garbage pail.
Ooh.
And then he's going away. He's driving down the block and he stops to do the next house. And I said, oh, sir, I'm sorry. I was like, you know, you left a garbage bag. He goes, come here. So he goes, bring it. So I bring it and I'm like, I'm so sorry, man. It's a black bag, black can. Sorry, I must have missed it. He goes, you just move in? I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, hi, I'm Joe. I'm the garbage man over here. I go, oh, yeah, hey, I'm Chris. Yeah, just move in. He goes, yeah, it's a nice neighbor, right? I go, yeah. He goes, listen, help me, we'll help you.
Oh.
That's all he said. And then I fucking put the bag away. So that I talked to my neighbor. He's like, yeah, you need to grease him. You need to hit him off on holidays and monthly. Yeah.
He's riding around
holidays and monthly in a white envelope.
Yeah.
He's riding around the truck with him.
Yeah.
Making pickups.
Yeah.
Really? So it's been established.
It's been established, which, listen, I don't mind because I hit him off, and I said, thanks for everything. You know, it's nice to be, you know.
When did you hit
him
off?
Thank you for accepting.
The next week, I saw him. I gave him $100. He was like, you don't have to do that, but he put it right in his pocket.
you shouldn't have, huh?
Yeah. I was like, I backed the green. And then
different world over
But,
there.
Dude, now, man, not only, you ready for this? Not only are my bags of garbage thrown out, my cans are put back onto my property.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, not all the way in, but, you know, back onto my driveway, which nobody else gets that.
Damn. Wow.
Could get to a point where you got them bringing them up to drive.
Yeah, dude.
Then you really know.
A little bit more.
Who's running the fucking show over there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think mailman growing up in the burbs, we would leave an envelope in the mailbox for him around Christmas time.
There you go.
So they pull it just says, like, you know, there's no stamp on it, so he's got to take a look.
Yeah,
I feel like we did like Mickey D's gift cards or something like that.
Something,
man,
but you
got to
tip
them. Balls. Mickey D's gift cards? What the fuck? Dude, it's the holidays. You want cash?
Those things were hot in the 80s.
No,
though. I don't know what you're talking about.
Here.
I was like Bitcoin back then,
dude. My friend, who's a super, and I'm sorry, who's a doorman in the building, says
clean
the
up.
Supers. No, the doorman cleanup said the supers.
Supers, killing.
He said the supers. They make money like thout like. He said he thinks some supers might make $50,000 in some buildings.
Dude,
they got you by the balls. They could really fuck you for the next year.
My old job that I had before this took off was fucking. I worked at a law firm that represented International Billiards, and I handled their properties. So I would have to pay all the doormen, all like the porters, all the fucking whatever. Dude, some buildings, like some people would make like $500 a person.
Right.
And you got to, there might be, you know, 50 units in the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Walker, that's 25K cash.
Yeah. Just cash.
Out the door.
Money in your pocket.
I do two for my super. That's where I'm at, two. Since we've lived there, it's been two every Christmas.
We
that's
give two?
Comes January, around January 1st. He doesn't get it at Christmas.
You got to go early, man.
No, I go, I'm fucking hemmed up. I can't.
Yeah, January 1st.
See you on the 3rd.
Send him to France.
Yeah.
You like Scotland?
Yeah. Yeah. No supers for me to grease right now.
Nope.
That's good.
Yeah. Anthony's going to want his taste around Christmas
I'll
time.
Throw him, yeah, I'll throw him what he deserves.
Yeah. There you go. There it is.
That was real ominous.
Yeah. Well, it is, baby.
See how the windows play out.
All right, this one's a home run that I never thought about. This is from Ryan. Ever use a cart at a Walgreens or CVS?
A cart?
Dude, if you're buying that much shit at a fucking pharmacy, it's a bad look.
No, dude, never.
I walk around my little basket.
That's it, dude. No, if I go into CVS, I get my amoxicillin, I get the hell out. I'm in and out, baby.
A cart. Holy, their carts are real nice, though, because nobody uses them.
Yeah, they've never been used.
No, dude,
it's on carpet. What are you doing?
I mean, yeah, what are you getting at CVS?
I don't know, man.
I mean, no, dude, I've never used. I don't even think I really. I'm not even. I get even my food shopping. It's all I go. I all get it delivered. Now.
Yeah, everything's delivered. Yeah.
I don't do it anymore. I went to Trader Joe's the other day. I didn't even know what the fuck to do. Yeah. I mean, because they don't even have everybody's working at a register. There's like 30 registers there.
It's chaotic.
You go to like pods, and then they don't let you take the groceries out and put on the thing. They're like, don't touch your groceries. I'll do it.
Yeah, really?
Like, wow.
They take it seriously over there.
Trader Joe's does take it seriously.
Pretty tight operation, to be honest.
I respect. I got keto ice cream from there. It's about 240 calories, so it's too much.
Yeah. And they come up with their own little like snacks that it feels like they make there.
It's all wonky,
Awesome. Yeah. Do it nice.
They do it nice. Trader Joe's is nice. I go to the one on Staten Island.
But delivery, that's the pinnacle.
That's the move. Do you tip an Amazon driver?
Amazon, no.
Do you?
Amazon, no.
When do you catch them? I never see them.
Damn. Yeah, I rarely catch them. I got something delivered and a lot of times they don't even hang around. Like this morning, I got something dropped off. They just hit the bell and
that's it. They leave.
But where you're at, there might be a guy.
It might be like it might be his
in
route
in the city. It's could be 9 million people.
Yeah, my UPS driver.
That's
Greg,
typically
you see him on the reg.
Yeah.
I see him on the reg. He thinks I'm Andrew Schultz. That's who he thinks I am. He's like Andrew Schultz, man. He goes, huge fan. I love you since Guy Code. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm like, absolutely. That's who I am.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. And he'll give me packages that say Chris and Stefano. I'll go, Mr. Schultz. There you go, my friend. Like,
he's got your name.
He saved the Stefano on it, so he probably thinks it's your alias.
Yeah, I was going to say, he thinks that's how not known I am.
Well, just think, you don't got to grease him now because the heat will come down on Schultz.
Yeah, it's a bad look for Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
And the rich get richer.
Yeah, it's what it is. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tip to you.
If you know him, I mean, like, I think there was a guy, his name was Mark, for like a decade in my house growing up. He was the guy.
He was the guy?
Yeah, so you'd see, you got a relationship with him.
Damn.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I think, I'm a big tipper. I just think you gotta tip. Because it's like me saving $20-$30 does nothing for my life.
That advice is brilliant.
Yeah, you gotta tip. I go big.
But you're going to be upside down just in the tips. It's like an Italian restaurant over
there.
No. Everybody.
Make no mistake, I'm losing the house. I appreciate you guys saw it when you saw it, but I mean, I am underwater.
He's been there 2 months. He's upside down in a mortgage already.
Did you ever straighten out the guy in the backyard with the leaves? Did you ever make that
the
move
neighbor.
Or no?
There was something with the
trees you wanted
cutting
to cut.
The tree. No, we haven't had that discussion yet.
Okay.
But I have. But Colonel Clean told me he can handle
Colonel
it.
Colonel Clean.
I'll talk to him. Help me, I'll help you.
One thing I want to know, this is not from the listeners. Do you currently have a change jar? And if so, what is it?
Yes, I have we have a change jar, and it is a empty pretzel sticks bottle.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's Snyder's?
Yeah.
Or Utz? One of those big ones.
I think it's Utz.
Nice.
It's one of the big ones, and it's not even close. It's maybe even less than 25%, but if we get to the top with quarters, we're talking about thousands of dollars.
Who gets their hands on that?
That's a
the
new
kids.
Couch.
The kids.
That's what the kids get.
Really?
Yeah, the kids get that.
Yeah.
That's for the kids' college.
That's classy.
What do you mean?
Not now?
Not for now?
Well, I mean, it depends how quickly they want to fill it up. I would think you're not going to fill up in a fucking full Utz coin jar.
Might take
15 years.
That's true. It's going to take a while. I'm working on a pesto jar, and that thing's not even half.
I got a bottle of Francesco Rinaldi. It's looking real sad in my kitchen right now.
Yeah.
Does she have a little piggy bank, though? Does she got a little coin on her?
She has a little.
She does.
Coin. How about this? You ready for this? She got her. She lost her second tooth.
Uh-huh.
I was in Nashville when she lost her tooth. She got hit for 10 at the tooth fairy at home when I wasn't there. Then I was with my dad. Her grandpa throws me a 20. Then I threw in a 20. The kid made 50 on the tooth fairy for one tooth.
Jesus.
Significant. Tooth fairy prices have went up significantly.
Yeah. That'd make my whole year when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, she goes, Daddy.
Number one on the leaderboard.
I know. She goes, Daddy, I can lose so much money. I can make so much money just losing my teeth.
Oh,
I
assume look at her already trying to beat the system.
I was like, the Great Depression's coming again, so I might have to.
I assume your dad spoils her.
Oh, my
with
God.
With the cash and all that
stuff. Her, I mean, no, my dad, my dad, give her, you know, as a three-year-old, he gave her a Christmas card with about $300 in cash. I'm like, what is this?
And then borrowed.
What is she going to put it in her diaper bag? Like, what the fuck? Why would you give a three-year-old $300 in cash.
Ah, that's fucking awesome.
He gives. He only gives cash.
Dude, stuffs it in their top pocket. He goes for you.
My father, my step parents have been married about 35 years. On my stepmother's 60th birthday, he gave her $500 in cash.
Oh my God!
They have a joint bank account. Yeah.
I bet you those hundreds were crisp as shit,
Chris,
though.
Chris, I was
crisp.
Yeah. He goes, probably at home ironing them.
Could you imagine giving your fucking? I was like, Dad, it's your wife.
Not even flowers.
He was like, that's why she gets 500. It's the big 60.
Big 60. She gets not even 600. He could have. He could have made it an even number.
It's crazy,
that's
dude.
Fucking awesome.
It's funny,
You just posted a picture or the video of him. Well, you guys were walking through Nashville. He's got the big fucking diabetes socks
dude,
on. He's got the long basketball
the
shorts.
Socks.
A Yankees. Dude, it's
ripping
great.
Farts on Broadway in Nashville, dying laughing. He's like, hey, I didn't know there was geese in Tennessee.
That's a big one growing up. We would say, who stepped on a duck?
Yeah, stepped on a duck.
No, dude, classic guy. He fucking, you know.
He looks like a sweetheart of a man, but trash. Like, he's trash.
Eyes go two different ways. We were trying to get him in cowboy boots. His foot, he's like, he goes up to the guy in the cowboy boots. He goes, you got a 13 wide? He said, what?
It's not a pair of rock boots.
Yeah,
what
he goes, I need it wide. And then he tried to put him in a 14, a 15. His foot could not get through the opening. We just gave up and went to Hattie B's and had some chicken.
Shout out to Hattie B's.
That was all right.
I want to talk about a chicken sandwich.
Blow your hair back.
Oh, baby.
There's a question. Socks first? What do you do when you're getting dressed?
This was big on the show. You're getting dressed.
This is a heated debate.
Do you put your pants on first and then socks or socks and then pants?
I usually put my socks and then pants on, especially because I gain a little weight. Sometimes if I put my pants on and they're tapered at the bottom, I can't get the sock on because I like my sock is underneath my pants. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So if I need to have the sock on first because it's a struggle to get the pants on. I can't struggle to get the pants on and then have to figure out my sock.
Sock game, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I go socks on first usually.
Socks first.
Very, very. There's been a couple. But I will tell you this. The first thing I ever put on is my shirt. So I win
it. What? Undies?
You Daffy Duck it?
Shut up.
Daffy Duck.
No, you don't.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy,
dude.
The
first thing I do is
no underwear.
Zero. I Winnie Pooh it. Yeah. I put on my shirt, and even Jasmine has been like, "This is a little strange. You always put on your shirt. You look like a big toddler."
That's so weird.
Especially
dude.
If you get caught up doing something. The phone rings.
Oh yeah.
You're flopping around.
Oh yeah. I put my shirt on. I go shirt on. Here's what I do first.
You're walking around like Jen Aniston.
I put my chain on. I put my chain on.
Well, you don't sleep with the chain on?
No, I take it off. I can't get it wet.
Me too. I take it off.
Yeah.
Can't get it wet.
I want to get a big.
I love it in
choke.
The shower. Yeah. I just can't sleep and it'll choke me.
I had a chain.
I put as a joke. I'm like, hey, when the Patreon hits, whatever, I'm gonna get this chain. And he slid in my DMs and goes, oh, I got the guy for you, and sent me a link.
Yeah, there
I
you
barely,
go. Really?
I barely ever talked before. Goes,
there
I
it
got
is.
The guy
Bang.
For you.
Get
I want that name because I want to get one a little bit thicker.
I got you, baby.
Nice.
I got you. I got my chain guy.
Yeah. So the chain goes on first.
So chain goes on first, then my shirt. Then I'll put on my underwear, then my socks, then my pants, then my shoes. That's how
That's all normal except for the
shirt first is weird, huh?
Yeah, why?
What about, you know what's another thing I do which is very dumb and I know this. When I take a shower, for some reason, the first thing I do is I wet
Keep
my
your
washcloth,
on.
I put soap on the washcloth, and then I immediately wash my asshole.
Yeah, that's.
But then
that's,
I wash my body with that wash, and I've done it countless times, and I've always been like, this is a stupid thing to do, Chris.
Yeah.
But my mind just says, well, we're doing it.
Yeah, still doing it.
Yeah,
you go washcloth, not a scrunchie.
That's old school.
No.
There's not a scrubby in there,
no,
gloves.
And I said this on my podcast, and I genuinely did get a rash for a while. I was washing my body with a scrub daddy, which is no good.
Oh,
really?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
When it gets wet, it gets soft. It's for the dishes.
Yeah.
I saw it on Shark Tank, and I thought it was a fucking loofah.
Yeah.
But it's for the dishes. It's a kitchen item.
He's got a Scotch-Brite doing his face.
Well, no, I had a huge
Brillo pad.
Yeah, SOS pad.
No,
it's a good exfoliator.
Well, no, that's what happened. I started to get like a groin rash. Not that I thought it was an STD or anything. I was with my girl, but I went to a dermatologist. I was like, what's going
Something's
on here?
Cooking,
and then he was like, what's going on? You know, he's like, you know, what's your bathing technique? And I said, I wash myself with that smiley face loofah thing. He goes,
you know,
what
thing that's easy to clean forks with?
He goes, what are you talking about? I go, the loofah, the washcloth loofah thing that has a smiley face. So I Google it. Dermatologist friend of mine, I Google it. And the first thing that pops up is Scrub Daddy. He goes, are you washing yourself with a Scrub Daddy?
Oh, my
I
God.
I said, yeah. He goes, that's for kitchenware.
Dude.
He was like, it's too rough. That's what you're irritating the skin. That washcloths are softer. So for about 6 months, I was washing myself down with a Scrub Daddy.
This guy's using fucking oven cleaner in the shower. What the fuck is wrong?
Yeah.
Probably gets in there, though. Feels good.
It felt fucking great.
I do the gloves and a loofah, a scrunchie.
Yeah.
I can't, a washcloth. Look at you. Can't do.
And how about this? You know, you
I'm surprised that's allowed kind of at
soap,
the house.
What kind of soap are you cooking with? What are you using? What soap are you using?
It's got to be something nice.
Like a gel or a bar? Or what are you doing?
No, I never use a bar. I go body wash, and I go the 3-in-1. I like to get it all done in one shot. Shampoo, conditioner, body
that's
wash.
Trashy.
I know. My skin's a little dry.
I assume Jasmine has separate things.
No, Jasmine's got a whole thing.
So, yeah.
Jasmine's got a corner. We have two sinks in the bathroom now, and we got two heads in the one shower. So she's got her side that I'm not allowed to go near, and I got my side.
Really?
Yeah, she's got she's all that. But I did see. But
wait,
see,
you don't run them both when you're in there? If I'm in there alone, I'm running them both.
Oh no, yeah, I mean, I mean her side of the sink. Like we got two sinks. I can't go on her side.
Gotcha.
Do I put on both? I probably have.
Steam
it up a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah. But what she did a couple of days ago is you were running out of toothpaste and she cut the toothpaste.
That's.
And I'm like, you can't do that where we're living anymore.
Yeah.
If they knew we were cutting the toothpaste, I mean, I already, you know, ever since our episode when I said I put my toothbrushes in the Snapple bottle, I threw away the Snapple bottle.
Yeah. So couldn't do
that.
Keep it
that
in.
Was standard operating procedure at the Foley household.
Most fucking.
Multiple cuts.
What? Cupping? Yeah. I've never saw that until I got older.
Multiple
cutting
cuts.
Open the.
They would do that. That's what she
did. You rub it on the corner or whatever to get to.
Sure.
But yeah. Cutting
remember
it.
Those things back in the day, those like can openers that you would twist?
Yeah.
You go in there and you have a fucking twisted up tube of toothpaste?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, that's what we do. And I told you, when we moved, she brought some condiments from the old house into the new house, which I thought really started off with bad energy.
But yes. That was tough.
But
also, she was looking at me. She's like, this isn't trashy. I'm like, no, you're right. I'm sorry. It's
not.
You can't
tell.
She's intimidating.
She's very intimidating.
I know.
Cathedral ceilings.
Yeah, I know. That's what she wants. And it's like, you know, forget it. We got to bring in the HVAC guy. We got to bring in the roof guy. We got to bring in all these guys.
You're raising a part of the roof on your house.
Yes.
That's serious
fucking
business.
I have to rewire all the duct work for the HVAC central air stuff.
Now, who figures that out? She brings in a contractor to, this is what you need.
Yeah, she's got a guy.
Nice.
So that she's probably sleeping with.
All right.
No, what can you do? Who cares? At the end of the day, it don't matter.
Hey,
we'll
knock
go
a couple jihads off and I'll be all right with
it. Honestly, seriously, yeah. If it would save me doing the Saturday 4 p.m., go ahead, fucker.
All right, this is a perfect segue. This is from James. Ever brush your teeth with your finger?
Oh, brush my teeth with my finger. I would say, honestly, more times than not, I do use a toothbrush. I would say, though, I brush my teeth with my finger 500 times
not
in my life.
Not at the house. Jesus. Not at your house. This is in a desperate situation.
Oh, you're saying brush my teeth with my
finger?
In my own house
anywhere.
When I have a toothbrush?
Anywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, never at the house if I
okay.
got the toothbrush.
All right.
You know? Speaking of teeth, dude, I got a dental cleaning yesterday.
Yeah.
I walked out in the middle of it. I've never been in more pain at a dental cleaning. The dentist said, we didn't even get 30% of the way to your teeth. I said, sir, I can't do this anymore. I'm in excruciating pain. So he said, all right, you got to come back. They're going to have to numb my mouth with the shots just so I can get a cleaning. That's how sensitive my teeth are. I don't
Holy
know.
Holy shit.
You got plaque buildup? Are you flossing?
I swear to God, I haven't flossed. I don't think I flossed since Obama was president.
That's crazy.
The last great
do you
president.
Floss all
That's
the time?
The only thing I do.
I floss
I don't know
a couple
why.
Days a
I
week.
Do it every day.
Every day
the rest of me's falling apart.
Every tooth you floss?
Every single day. I do it twice a day.
When do you do it?
I do it in the morning. My mouth doesn't feel clean unless I do that. I feel like the brushing doesn't do anything unless I floss.
But when you floss, does things ever come out of your teeth?
Yeah.
Not if you do it on the reg.
You get gunked up.
Yeah.
You get plaque.
But like also floss also removes plaque. It's not just gunk in your teeth. Like it takes the plaque out in between you.
Yeah.
What do you do? Go in between each tooth?
Go in between each tooth. I fucking wrap it up.
I mean, how long does it take to floss?
2 minutes. Not even.
Really?
Yeah, you're in and out.
Every time I floss, I bleed.
If you started doing it on the regular,
you would
stop
bleeding.
You
wouldn't bleed as much.
So floss is for plaque, not just items stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, it's not just like you have a poppy seed to get it. It's for regular dental care.
Well, I didn't know that, so now I'll floss.
I can't believe this guy
owns
a home.
I'm telling you, you got a big one at that.
Yeah.
He got 50K in windows, and I'm going to fucking pull out
when
of there.
When the floss guy starts fleecing you?
Oh my
He's
God.
Coming in 300 for floss.
No, I'm telling you, get the Oral-B, it's called Glide.
Yeah, those things are nice. Those
and like
picks.
It's just a little pick, and it's like orgasmic. It just pops right
pops
up in
out.
There.
It's
easy peasy.
Are you a toothpick guy?
No. I don't do anything with my teeth other than brush them occasionally with my finger. Let me ask you this. Is this garbage? We got the front of my house painted white, but not the side. We left the side the original color of the brick. Is it garbage?
It's brick? You painted the brick?
You painted the
we
brick.
We painted the brick in front of the house white, but the side of the house is still that red. You know.
I think that's okay, because most of those suburban homes, I think that's fine. The front is like one thing, and then the side's
another.
It's not
garbage, because you know like what somebody
puts behind the fence, too, isn't it?
It's behind the fence, but you can see it from the street. But it's like, you know, when people put, you know, stucco and all these beautiful rock formation on the front, and then the side's vinyl paneling.
Yeah.
That's like, garbage,
that's
right?
Trash.
That's my, girl, that's what, we have brick in the front, and then it's vinyl siding on the side.
So is that trash, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, it's not
four
classy.
Different colors,
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
I think you're a
natural brick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. What's that going to cost you? You got to get that painted.
Oh, God, I don't know. $10,000, whatever it is. You'll see. You'll know what I'm doing when I start putting more shows on sale.
All right, this one, this is from Sean. This is just funny. You ever jack off with your shoes on?
Jack off with my shoes on? I would say most of the time I jerk off with my shoes
on,
right? Yeah.
Most of the time?
Yeah.
No. What are you, at the gym? What's going on? Aren't you on the couch or in bed or in the shower?
I'm trying to think. I think most of the time.
Where are you jerking off?
That's a good point, yeah. Well, I'm not allowed to. I mean, Jasmine doesn't let me. So I guess most of the time I'm jerking off is in hotel rooms. Yeah, I guess not. I always have my socks on, though.
That, I can't do that.
That I understand.
What, do you go butt naked to jerk off?
Sometimes I will, yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You like feeling sexy, huh?
I won't even
Fucking weird.
I won't even pull down my underwear. I just pull my underwear down underneath, like the band underneath
under
my balls.
Your balls.
And I pop it off
that.
Like a push-up bra.
Yeah, 100%. I'm just trying to get the work done. I'm trying to get in and out, get this over.
I can't
get this
demon
out of me.
I don't really jerk it. I lay it down against my body, and I rub the base of it, and then I shoot it into my belly button. Talked about this.
I do a thing where I just rub the tip of it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, because it's sometimes a full jerk. I didn't grow up that way. I wasn't taught that way.
What am I working out here?
Yeah.
Dude, you get completely naked. You put on music and candles and
stuff? No, I won't. I wouldn't say I get fully naked.
This guy jerks off like a divorcee.
But I think
he likes to feel sexy
laying down in a bubble bath.
I'll tell you, I draw a mean bath.
You don't jerk off in a tub.
I have.
Ew.
Not recently.
I haven't gotten in the tub in years.
I got a great tub guy.
Yeah.
$35,000. I'll give you a tub.
No, give me a tub.
No, I'm big. I'll still do. Yeah, tubby.
You're
time.
Pulling it in the fucking.
Not. I mean, not probably.
Just laying in your own soup.
Probably decades ago.
I didn't know you had
cream
this little
Kippy.
I didn't know you had this little kink in you. Well, I'm all
I
turned,
like a nice
I'm all turned on, to be honest.
Yeah, Kippy's fucking hot.
I like a nice. Give yourself a bath next time.
I'm gonna do it.
It's nice.
You got a tub in there, right?
I got a tub. We got a tub. Well, yeah, for the kids, we got a tub. They go tub crazy.
No, but in your
they go tub crazy. They got tub fever these days.
In your master bathroom, you guys got like a jacuzzi tub, right?
What do we got? Yeah, no, we don't. No, we don't.
What?
We don't have a jacuzzi tub. No, we got a stand-up shower, and then we got that little bench. You know, yeah.
Well, that's just prepare yourself. That's going to be getting rectified at some point.
Jacuzzi's got to get installed somewhere.
100%.
You think about a hot tub outside?
Sure. Oh, yeah. No, it's well, here's the thing. I'm going to get hit. You know, it's the wintertime, but that's when you get hit for the pool. We got a rock formation. We got a whole.
You're doing like the
you're
waterfall
doing that
type
shit?
Thing.
Well, I don't want to do it.
Well, that's when they're going to put the jacuzzi in, because that's what I was going to say. That's your worst nightmare.
How much should I get? What's the expectancy if we want a rocks around the pool with a waterfall and a jacuzzi? What am I looking
You're
at?
You're adding that onto the structure
onto the existing
of that pool?
Structure of
Buddy,
the pool.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget
like $100,000?
Probably not at 100. My brother just, no, yeah, no, not
what,
you're bringing in Mason, concrete guys.
So what do you get? Oh, and dirt bags from Staten Island, too.
Yeah.
So what are we looking at? Another 50?
I don't have the blueprints in front of me, so I can't make an educated guess, but I would say,
Better not have a water pipe under there, buddy, I'll tell you that.
Well, listen,
you're in trouble.
I would think that a healthy percentage of these fans are pool guys, so please DM me,
Christy
Comedy, and just let me know. If you can actually do it for me, I'll let you come on the Patreon.
That's pretty good.
That's it. You want to come on the show? I'll let you. T.T. Jerry will bang you in the ass. Just give me a good deal on my pool.
Best case scenario, you get the one by itself over in the corner by
the
shed
standalone.
Or something like that.
Standalone.
You start
that's
adding
trashy,
onto
though.
That pool. Yeah, it's trash.
Yeah, because you can't. Oh, you're saying to add a jacuzzi into the pool?
That's what I thought you were talking about.
I thought we were talking about a standalone jacuzzi. No, that's trashy. You can't do a
standalone's trashy. But I'm saying if she's already making moves on the rocks, getting the rock formation, getting a jacuzzi added onto that pool is not far behind.
But
no
how
way.
Do you add a jacuzzi onto an already existing pool?
Yeah, I don't know if they have the space for that, too. That's a lot of fucking space.
You think?
Now you're talking about digging the ground,
yeah,
like you're talking
what
about.
That's what I'm talking
you
about.
You should throw, if you're in your sunroom or whatever you call it, your Florida room, what do you call that room?
We call it the sunroom.
The sunroom.
Yeah. It's nice.
That's it.
On the one side, opposite side of the pool, you could put it over there. Or no, don't you have the space down by the other end of the pool?
Yeah. Or go front yard, be real trashy. Ooh, let them nice. Know.
Let
them
fucking know.
Let them know Chrissy D's.
You
want
to start
town.
Pissing in a neighbor's yard? I'll show you how to fucking dirtbag this place up.
Show what's up.
I'll ruin all your property values.
I love it.
A Red Bull hot tub in the front yard?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Get a grill.
All right, we got to do a couple more here. This is from Breaker Cassidy. You or anyone in your family ever work at a mall kiosk?
None of us ever worked at a mall kiosk. No, my job, I was a court attendant / ball boy at the U.S. Open.
What?
Yeah, dude.
You were a ball boy?
They have to be Queens kids, right? Isn't that part
all
of the thing?
Them. Yeah. All of them are Queens,
that's
Brooklyn
like part
kids.
Of it. Really?
Yeah, we're like every.
It's part of the allure.
And like everybody else.
Running
like,
around in the short shorts?
Well, like the French Open or Wimbledon, it's all like the elite's children. Like it's like, but by us in Flushing, Queens, U.S. Open, it's all fucking firemen, cops, garbage kids. We're just dirtbags running around with our accents, don't know anything about tennis. Oh, dude, yeah, no, I've seen. Dude, you name a men's player that was big in the early 2000s, I've seen their cock. Because I used to load up the ice in the men's bathroom cooler. So I mean, Roddick's dick, Roger Federer,
packing.
Yeah, Rafael Nadal when he was kind of, I think he was a minor. I mean, right. But I still took a peek.
Euro piece.
Yes,
yeah, you were a minor too. It didn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
You were an actual ball boy. You so you could have been on TV.
No. Well, I was the court attendant mostly. So court attendants, if you watch a tennis match, they're sitting behind the players with, like, you know, I'm the one I'd come over with an umbrella. I'd always make sure that the coolers are stocked, or that they have their towels. But, I got up to the point where I became, like, one of the top court attendants. I got a match on Arthur Ashe Stadium. Like,
damn.
I got a semifinals, like, match. And I sat there and fucking nailed it.
Which Jeter jersey did you wear for that one?
Dude.
You got there in the spring trainers?
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. Fucking guy.
White Sox pulled up. That's fucking great.
Yeah, dude. Good time, man.
Look at that.
That's
pretty good.
U.S. Open. I did that job. And then I didn't really have too many jobs. You know, I went right into physical therapy. But the U.S. Open, man, that was the job. And, I mean, dude, the schemes they had running, I mean.
I can imagine.
You know, selling, you know, All Sport was the big sponsor. I mean, these guys were offloading All Sports. You know, selling them to competitors outside the stadium, then, you know, fudging the report. I mean, absolute criminal racket.
Yeah,
All Sport? The drink?
Like a Gatorade. It was Shaq's thing, but it was like Gatorade soda, and they were like the big sponsor.
Yeah, it had carbonation in it.
Yeah, which
it tasted like Code Red or whatever.
I mean, dude, the tennis players were falling down with cramps. So I'm like, yeah, because you're guzzling gas
yellow,
bubbles and then playing a sport.
Yellow number 5 in there.
Yeah. Dude, I saw the craziest thing I ever saw. And this is, I saw this, like it wasn't, this is not, I probably Google it. There was a player from Belgium, okay? Now, the U.S. Open, the men, you got to win, I think it's 3 sets, right? You know, so, and it's, you know, each 1-6, 6 love, 6 love, 6 love. And then, you know, whoever went to 3rd set, or I'm sorry, it's best of 3. So if you win 2, it's over. Whoever gets to pretty much 2 first wins.
Right.
So 6 love, he wins the first set. The guy doesn't score a single point. 6 love, 6 love, 6 love all the way through. Second one. Guy does not score a single. This is a professional U.S. Open tennis match on the side courts, but it was a sanctioned professional match for the U.S. Open. 6 love, 6 love, 6 love. It's like the last set before if he loses this one, he's over. Literally, guy sits down. I'm the court attendant. Sits down, brings his manager over, says something in Belgium. Manager comes over with a pack of cigarettes. The guy lights up a fucking cigarette and starts smoking a cigarette. It turns around and goes, I'm getting my ass handed to me. Starts smoking a cigarette and just literally smokes an entire cigarette. Got 2 penalties because, like, you have to come out. Doesn't give a fuck. Smokes it. Puts it out on the floor. Literally, the guy serves it. The guy fucking takes a bitch whiff at it, like, not even close. Throws the racket up, puts his bag, leaves.
Love
I was
it.
Like, this is my favorite player
That's
of all time.
Crazy.
I was like, this guy's, even the other player was hysterical laughing.
Like, what the fuck?
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Dude, a guy was smoking a cigarette on a U.S. Open. He's a professional tennis player.
That's fucking awesome.
It was great.
Ooh, that's your guy right
just
there.
Just getting demolished, dude.
They'd just be like, hey, I need a minute to straighten my head. Yeah. Figure this out.
Dude,
grab me an all sport and a Marlboro.
Dude, the U.S. Open mascot was a big tennis ball, and I'll never forget this kid. I think his name was Andres.
But the guys hit him with batteries?
No, so he puts on the tennis. We were fucking around. This guy.
You guys all know each other.
We all know each other. Yeah, we were working at the U.S. Open for years. This guy was like a legitimate friend of ours. We find out underneath there were practice courts called P1 through P7, and that's where they would store, you know, caps and bottles and racks, all that stuff. And we found the U.S. Open tennis costume just was down there. So, you know, we had a long day. The kid put it on. We're like joking around, whatever. You know, we had like a little like a stick, you know, but like a pole, mm-hmm. and we were hitting him with it on the side. It was funny. And then Pat Finnegan, my boy Patty Fly Balls, comes out of nowhere and hits him over the head. We know there was a soft spot. Knocked unconscious, laid out with I swear to God, with the tennis ball, and we just like fully unconscious. You just hear. Like that, and then just hit the ground. I mean, fully laid out with the hands, with the mittens on and everything. Just laid out.
His feet turned.
Yeah. Oh, dude, fully fucking knocked unconscious in the tennis costume. And we didn't know for about a minute. We were like, oh, my God. We thought he was just like playing dead. Sure. And they're like, oh, no, he's unconscious. Yeah. And then we took it off. He was lights out.
Little all sports straight in the back.
Yeah, give him a little
get that kid a Bernie real quick.
But this was like pre-9/11, so you couldn't really do anything. Yeah, no lawsuits, no cameras. Yeah, it's just, hey, whatever, dude, get back to work, fuckface.
Yeah, that is too funny.
All right, let's do one more here and then call it a day.
What time is it?
4:45.
Oh, we're good.
You good?
Cook him? All right. This is from Kemper. Have you ever bought a grocery store birthday cake just for yourself and it wasn't even your birthday?
Grocery store birthday cake just for myself and it wasn't even my birthday.
Have you ever bought a cake by yourself? Just yourself?
Yes, and what I do is, I think I might have told you this before, what I'll do is when I buy a cake or when I buy, you know, a lot of food, I'll say, oh, you know, like, you know, normal items an individual buy, I would say, you know, I'll say, oh, you know, I got a birthday cake, you know, let me get a, I would say, can I get a cake? It's, you know.
This is single Chrissy.
Single Chrissy. I'm by myself. I say, hey, can I get a cake? You know, I'll take the Black Forest cake. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, that's good. And then you know what? Oh, what else did she say she wanted? Let me get a black and white cookie, rainbow cookies, you know, the cookies with the fudge on it. Let me do that. Yeah. And then I'll take a couple iced coffees. I'll do that. I'll always over.
That's big on this show. We've talked about that.
Well, make
I do
believe.
That at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So we make believe. We always do that.
But I have a family of 12, according to most McDonald's.
Right.
In the greater Queens
area. Pulls up on
a
school bus. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did do, and I remember this. It wasn't a full cake, but I ate a cake that was already in the house already, but it was about half of the cake. I sat down on my lap. I was watching SportsCenter maybe a couple of years ago. Had the cake still in the box on my lap. It was for somebody's birthday the day before in my house, and the cake. Realized I filled up a glass of almond milk because I'm watching when I eat. Mm-hmm. I filled up a glass of almond
the
milk. I'm trying not to do dairy. And I forgot a utensil, and I ate the entire cake with my hands. Nice. I had children, a whole family, by the way.
God damn
it. I ate the entire cannoli cream cake with my hands. I got to be honest, it was one of those moments that I don't regret.
Yeah,
cannoli
you're just
cream
like, yeah.
cake. Yeah. I was living in the apartment at the time. There were already roaches, so I said, what's the fucking difference?
I imagine now you're going nice bakery and stuff like that. You're not doing the grocery store.
You're a sweets guy, right?
I'm big on
Chrissy sweets.
I'm big, big, big on sweets. Cholesterol through the roof, sugar through the roof.
Yeah.
I'll Chrissy one foot.
Chrissy wheelchairs,
baby. But you know what? If I go out like that, I'm gonna go out. You know, class, live my life. I'm having fun. I'm not depriving myself.
I love it. Big fan of that. I do. When I'm ordering my, I'll order two breakfast sandwiches.
Okay.
So I'll go. I need a bacon egg. And I go. Can I have a bacon egg and cheese? And then I do that pause of like that. I'm thinking.
What does she want?
Yeah. And I go. And I need a sausage, egg, and cheese as well.
Well, how about this? I was walking. I did Jim and Sam this morning, and I was walking down to go do Barstool. It's about a 30-block walk down, a rough 20, 30-block walk. I walk right down 6th Avenue, stopped at one of those, you know, breakfast, you know, carts on the corner.
Silver ones?
I got a
They do it nice.
I got a Nino special, which was bacon, eggs, home fries in a wrap, salt, pepper, ketchup,
nice.
With an iced coffee. Sat down on the steps of the Fox News building, or I like to call it home. So
it's always a little bit warmer on that side of the street.
Sat down on that, ate it, had a great time, walked about another two blocks, stopped at another cart, got a black and white cookie and a second iced coffee.
New York City, baby.
That's what it is. But I said,
nothing,
you know,
fucking wrong with it.
Well, I said, I mapped my day. I said, I'm going to hit about 5,000 steps between the Are You Garbage Kids, the Comedy Cellar,
sure.
the this, to that. I said, I'll burn off this black and white. It's like I didn't even eat it by the end of the day.
That's
will
great.
Will you do something in the subway in your history? Would you ever pull a trigger on a churro down there?
No, I've never
really?
Eaten subway food. The thing that just... It only happened once, but I never will eat food again on the subway because I had had a believe it or not, a Subway tuna sandwich that I was about to eat, and the man sitting across from me, homeless man, took off his shoes and socks, and it was disgusting, and started pouring hydrogen peroxide on his feet, and I just watched pus bubbles come out of every piece of his foot, and I said, you know what? I'll never even attempt to eat food on the Subway again.
Yeah.
I haven't been on the Subway since the pandemic. Have you guys?
I did up until probably 6 months ago. I got my car, and then that's kind of when I stopped.
You can't. I mean, have you been on it, homie?
He takes it every day.
Yeah, I was on it today.
Is it disgusting, or is it normal now? Does it feel like old times?
I have no barometer for that. I'm a huge piece of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, so you never took it before the pandemic?
No, I did. It doesn't seem any different to me. I also like mess and filth. Like, it doesn't register with me.
But it's packed now. Like, rush hour, it's like it's packed like it always was.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
It's not like it always was. No, there's no, it's not.
I'm out. I got the whip.
No, it's not like it always was. It'll get crowded, but like, it's not. It's not like fucking rush hour.
I can't protect myself down there.
Yeah. Everybody has a seat.
I was going to say, there is no rush hour anymore. At 5 o'clock, nobody's working from the buildings, right?
No, it's all empty.
I would mandate people coming back to the buildings. I think we need to mandate that.
I think my buddy works for like JP Morgan or whatever, and they said the same, like you have until like whatever the date was.
Yeah, you have.
Back.
I mean, at this point, it's like, you know.
Get the city bumping again.
Yeah, dude. You know, you can't work from home. You're not a fucking child. Mm-hmm. And no more summer. It's like, give up, dude. Give it up. You're an adult, then you go spring to winter. That's how it works.
Yeah.
The kids do the summer. I don't do the summer anymore. That's children shit. That's hope.
Yeah. But it's getting dicey around here. I saw a guy get mugged like fucking 3 weeks ago.
So in front of your face?
Yeah, on the block.
What happened?
Right out front of you.
In daylight?
No, it was probably like 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
What'd you see?
Guy ran up on him. It was an older guy. Kid ran up on him, threw him on the ground, took his bag, and...
Wow. A lot of H on the block, too.
Yeah, a lot of H.
Some of it not too bad.
Dude, shout out, Officer Will. I saw this, and I saw this maybe he was 13, 14 years old. I was going, my friend, I had a friend, he lived above a store. So he would leave his bike outside of like, you know, like against the store. It's like, you know, pretty busy traffic. Kid comes by, steals the bike, turns the bike around, is riding down the block. I was coming down from the other way. I see them bike being stolen. I froze a little bit. I didn't know what to do. Kid was a fucking pretty big kid.
Pretty big
kid.
I was
like, what am I going to do? So literally, I see Officer Will going, you know, like walking towards just randomly. He knew all the kids in the neighborhood. He was like, he taught some programs in the school. And he saw the whole thing, but I didn't know he saw the whole thing. He saw it, and just calm, walking as if he didn't know anything. And then as soon as that kid got within an inch, he fucking clotheslined him. And I've watched this kid's head smash off the concrete like a basketball.
Street justice, baby.
Yep.
And then I'm talking about.
Put him right in fucking handcuffs. He was one of those guys, he would go off duty with the handcuffs.
That's a man.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
You ran into the wrong officer.
Real quick, you're like, what the fuck?
Handcuffs, and then my friend got his bike back, and that's it. But you know what? It's one of those things. It was still, again, pre-9/11, it's just a different place. We watched the whole thing. Kid got handcuffed, put in the back of the police car. He must have been young, 15, 16 years old. Instead of throwing him in jail, made him come out and apologize to everyone, and then they let him go home.
Nice.
Jeez. I was like, nice, dude.
I had a cousin, uncle of mine worked for the ATF, and he got home, and he still had his gun on him. He was walking the dog down the street, and these kids came by playing mailbox baseball, and they clipped like five coming down the street.
Yeah.
Just like hanging out the window, knocking. And dude, he just waited till they got close and they pulled up on him. Dude, he fucking was just like, get the fuck out of the car. Like, I'm so sorry, sir. He's walking a poodle at the time.
The cuffs is crazy. Yeah. Cuffs. Having the piece on you is one thing.
Yeah, but
you got the cuffs, you're looking for trouble.
Because I think he had cuffs. I think he had cuffs, no peace. I mean, this guy was waiting to make a citizen's arrest.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, woo! Mr. Chris DeStefano,
hot one, baby,
buddy, what do you got? What do you got cooking?
When's this coming out?
This will come out Monday.
Monday, all right. So, ChrisDComedy.com. I'm going to be in Durham, North Carolina, co-headlining with Sal Volcano. Good times. Then November 4th to the 6th, Salt Lake City. November 21st, Laugh Boston's all sold out. We added two. We got two shows at the Wilbur. Second one at 8 o'clock. I was almost sold out. We added the 5 p.m. Go get tickets for that. And then we got the Borgata. We got big shows at the end. December 26th to the 31st, we're going, me and Sal are going to Texas and fucking Cincinnati. I'm doing New Year's Eve in Cincinnati, baby.
Woo!
Columbus,
big
Ohio.
Big market.
Yeah, big market. So we're going to be around. And then save the date, February 5th. Save the date. Big New York City shows going on sale soon. Save the date, baby.
Save that.
I fucking love it. The kid moves tickies. What are
moves
you going to do?
Moves ticky wickies.
Yeah.
Kippy?
Guys, come to our live shows. We have Philly and
yes,
New York.
Please.
We have Upstate New York. All those tickets are available. Get them now.
Both of those shows.
Philly and New York are going to sell the fuck out.
The tickets are running low, so make a fucking move.
What are you guys doing in New York?
Gotham Comedy.
Gotham Comedy.
Local boys make good.
And then Philly school. Punchline Helium. What are we doing?
We're in Helium Company.
There it is.
Yes, sir.
Love it.
Gang, we love you. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.